This week on the Analog Assault Podcast, episode 111, new consoles, Valhalla. Embracing the darkness with Destiny, all the things, let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Analog Assault Podcast. We got hosts Lupo to the Rescue, Rad, Primetime, and a special guest here, our editor-in-chief and community manager, Nate Johns, with us.
Nate! Nate is great!
So, a little housekeeping.
Was that a boo-boo-tela?
Yes. Yeah, sure. I don't know. Yeah. Some housekeeping, guys. If you like the content here, then smash that sub button like HR Bomber just did here in chat. Appreciate it, brother. And help keep the lights on to MHG. And if you'd like to watch the podcast live, then head over to twitch.tv/Mulehorn Gaming every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Want to be a part of the community? Just hit !Discord, jump in our community in Discord. And if you're looking for Star Wars stuff, check out our TikTok at tiktok.com/Mulehorn Gaming. So, dudes, what you been playing? What you been doing? What's happening? What's going on?
Getting my inner Viking on with characters with better beards than me. What? Raiding, looting, and retaining my honor as a Viking in Norway.
Does it feel good, bro? And,
man, it feels good. This is another great Assassin's Creed game already. And already, I know most people that I've been playing with are playing as well, have moved on to the next area. I'm still clearing the first map because I'm an obsessive compulsive completionist and I must do it all. And I'm still not done. So, yeah, I might be higher powered and more gear than you, Mule, despite the fact that you are ahead of me. TV wise, I've been watching His Dark Materials on HBO. Just started that and it looks pretty sweet. I like it.
Nice.
I like it a lot.
Nice.
So yeah, Valhalla, HBO Max, and that's it.
The real question is, will you finish it before Cyberpunk?
No.
There wasn't even like a glimmer of hope there. It was just like a flat out no.
Will you pause it for Cyberpunk?
Yes, I will go back to it. I will go back to it.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, how about the other guys?
Next.
Shock, awe, surprise. I've been playing Destiny. I was on at 12 p.m. Eastern and sat in a signing in screen for an hour and 15 minutes. And then I got in for about an hour and 15 minutes, and then I got booted and then waited to log in again. But it's been a lot of fun. I'm leveling very fast, which I don't usually do. I have two characters at 12:15, which is pretty high already, but yeah, that's what I've been doing. There's no other games literally that I'm playing. Nope. I haven't even played Among Us, which is shocking. Like, there were days where I was logging into Among Us every day just to like get the fix. And
that is very surprising.
What is that game? I don't know. Yeah. Rad is sus not playing Among Us. And then I'm still listening to Critical Role. Usually when I drive, I'm listening. It's cool. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And yeah. I watched the first episode of Mandalorian. We're making progress. I know. We were waiting. My husband wanted to be in a better headspace to watch it. So we waited. And it was good. It was great. I punked my boss. My boss is a big Star Wars fan. I actually used to work in his office, and then I transferred, and then I was able to transfer back. And when I left, I got him a Yoda pop because he was my mentor. Yeah. So he's a big Star Wars person. And I messaged him and I was like, hey, we're going to watch Mandalorian finally. And he said, the next day, he's like, how'd you like it? You know, I like in a mule voice. And I was like, it's fine. You know, it's all right. And he sent back over our work text. He was like, I could hear, like, I could see and hear him all right. And I was like, you know, like, truthfully, I was like, it's kind of predictable. It's, you know, fine. And I said, okay, but for real, like, I didn't expect a giant dragon to, like, bust out of the top of a mountain. It was pretty cool. You know, I was like, okay, yeah, it was fun. It was fun. So it was cool. I kind of knew some stuff that was going to happen because we talked about it, but I was I was still able to fully enjoy it. You know, it was good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right on.
But, yeah, otherwise, we're still slowly moving through Futurama, which I mentioned. And I'm still on a little bit of a Mass Effect high. So, but otherwise, yes. It's pretty straightforward in the Radical home.
Lupo?
I, too, have been playing Destiny. Should come as no surprise. New content on Tuesday. So jumped into that after I got out of work. Didn't take off for the, well, actually, you know what? I've only taken off for two now, like, now thinking about it. I've only taken off for two releases. Just it's tough now with, like, the update coming, like, so late in the day now. Like, it used to be at 5 a.m. So, like, yeah, you could plan, like, your whole day around that. But, like, now being at, like, 12 o'clock, it's like, might as well just go to work. So, that's it. I actually did jump into Genshin Impact yesterday and today because they had a new update as well. So, got the new characters on Genshin Impact. That was pretty exciting. It's like fun to jump into periodically. I don't see myself like grinding it mindlessly like a lot of other people do, just to kind of push a needle somewhere. It's just like I like the elemental combos because it reminds me of Mass Effect a lot, and that's why I continue to play. Hopefully, yeah, in the future, there's more like good, like, cooperative content, because that's where the game really does not do as like it doesn't do what I want it to do. You know, I love like cooperative multiplayers, and it's just not scratching that itch yet. But I think it will. Yeah. I think it will.
Right on.
Ding dong.
So Nate is having a little bit of trouble with his Discord here, so he's going to try to get back in a second. So.
But I did.
He's back.
I didn't finish. Hold on. I'm not done yet. I was just startled. I played Tetris Effect Connected today, which is a new release on Xbox. I played it on PC with my kid, and actually, it's pretty good. I was surprised. Cool. That's the only thing. Like, every week to try a different game with my kid, because, like, I think, like, if you tried to play a game over and over again, he'd either get bored of it or just get frustrated if things, like, weren't going the way he wanted to. That's like, we tried Battletoads and we couldn't get past, like, one level. So I was like, you know what? Let's not do that again. So.
Right. Yeah.
So
that's
it's cool. Just something new every time. And it, like, something that's small that I can download. Like, basically, I come home from work. He's like, Dad, what are you playing today? And I was like, well, I can't do it today. You know, so, like, I try to get at least one day a week where I could just, like, sit down and do something. So that was actually today. Had a few minutes today when I got home. So downloaded it quick, played some Tetris. He did not understand Tetris at all, really. So he's just like, look how fast I can stack them up on top of each other. I was like, that's not how it works.
Have you guys tried Minecraft Dungeons?
Yeah. I mean, I have, but I haven't played. Actually, you know what? He played with my wife. So yes, they have played. Love it,
so I suggest that one.
It's on my short list, I guess, now.
Right on.
But watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Diamond is Unbreakable, and I'm almost done with that. I've got like three episodes left.
Right on, man.
Nice.
So, Nate, what you been doing this week, man?
Well, let's see. Big thing was the Xbox Series X. Got that on Tuesday. Got it all set up. And
okay.
Do you have like an Xbox story? Like, it seems like everybody else has like an Xbox story about this whole release.
Not really. I mean, well, I was watching it on pre-order day, trying to refresh. Eventually got it on Amazon. I think Dark actually put in a link into chat. It might have been before things actually went live. So I got in, got the pre-order secured, and it was, you know, like Underdog had the same thing where it was showing, you know, no shipping date. Went in, changed the shipping, like confirmed the shipping speed, and it gave me the date of Wednesday, and it came right at lunchtime, which was perfect.
Yeah.
So I could start setting it up, except it was also the same time that Beyond Light came up. Yeah. So I think Xbox, those servers were just dead at that point. Yeah. So many people trying to activate Xboxes, and it was back up within like an hour, hour and a half, and yeah. got things downloaded, and whew, it's nice. Or coming from an original Xbox One, yeah.
I was that close to joining you, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. So, and with that, focusing on Valhalla as well, I'm a little further than Prime.
Yes, I have noticed.
Oh, we lost him again.
No, I think we lost him again. Yeah.
Oh, no.
There we go.
I'm back. All right.
He's one rubbing how far ahead of you is in me. Okay.
Not too much further. I have a couple things built in my settlement. Done a raid in Britain. That's about it. But
nice.
Also been playing No Man's Sky a lot, which they also had a nice update for the Series X with that.
I imagine that looks amazing.
I probably just right. Oh, it looks really good. Awesome. Yeah, it's a beautiful game. The graphics are absolutely phenomenal. I'm just doing my best Nate right now. And really great. Love it.
Right on. Well, so this week,
sounds good.
What have I been doing? Oh, wow. I've been playing a little bit of Rogue Company because Rank came out. I'm only like rank 2 right now, so I'm not like super far right now, in ranked. And I've also been playing, of course, Destiny, which I'll give my thoughts later. I have completed the main campaign on my Titan. I started on my Hunter, which is nice because, you know, playing more than one character, you get that light level boost pretty quick. So the fights that were harder at the beginning aren't near as hard as it was.
Correct.
So that's kind of nice. But other than that, man, I've been watching The Mandalorian like crazy. And the wife and I are still going through Rebels because she hadn't finished Rebels. And I think we have 2 episodes left of Rebels in the first season. And she's really liking it. And she said, I think I like it because I've watched pieces of it with the boys and it reminds me of the boys.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and she's like, I also like the storytelling, though, because Filoni is the one that, you know, did Rebels. So it's very familiar storytelling if you've watched The Mandalorian, like very similar themes. But other than that, man, I started watching a show on Amazon Prime. I haven't got to finish it yet. It's kind of freaky. It's called Archive, I think it is. It's like a sci-fi. It's about a guy that's building like AI or like AI robots, but you can put people's consciousness into it digitally. And it's kind of freaky, man. I'm only maybe like 35 minutes into it, and then I had to stop.
So, I recall the preview for that. It's on my to watch list.
Yeah. So it's on Amazon Prime if you guys want to watch it. But it's interesting. Yes. I'm intrigued. And I'm like, ooh, what's this? You know? Other than that, I was not lucky like Nate. I did not get an Xbox Series X. I tried, Nate. But yeah, didn't get one. Maybe I'll get one later on. And I gave Prime a heart attack before the podcast. We have to tell the funny story here now.
Yeah.
So I was telling him, you know, because he won a Cyberpunk, like, what was it, like a Legendary Edition or whatever it was?
The Collector's Edition, the crate.
Yeah. And I said, bro, you're not going to get that at release date, right? Because it has to be mailed. And he's like, well, I'll just game share with you. And I was like, no, I didn't get it, man. So
you got an extra stretch.
Extra gray hair just appeared right there in his beard. But the other streak. I had to let him in. I had to let him in know that I
didn't do that. So there was a moment where everything flashed before me. It was like, this is bad.
Yeah. So the new consoles came out, guys. The new PS5 and the Xbox Series X. And from what it looks like, very little issues for a release console. I've been seeing a lot of good stuff about PlayStation. I've been seeing a lot of good stuff about Xbox, and then we saw a bunch of fake videos as well.
Yeah, we did.
But
jeez, that was crazy.
What was that? I didn't get the whole story because I was like super busy that day. What was going on with that vape thing or whatever?
So a few people, or at least two individual videos that I found, were blowing vape into the intake bottom of the Xbox Series X, and it shot up looking like it was burning up inside. And, you know, some people took those clips and only showed the end of it. and it went crazy viral on Twitter. Oh, Xbox is smoking. It's smoking. Here we go again. And it just blew up. Of course, it didn't take much. Didn't take very long before people were like, you know, that's fake, right? It's not electrical smoke. And someone's like, yeah, here's how you make it smoke. Boom, recreated it. Like, but have fun out there, guys.
And then Xbox had to release a statement not to blow vape smoke into your Xbox.
Yeah.
I can't believe we have to say this. Or so, yeah.
Exactly.
Someone I was gaming with, though. They were like, I'm not surprised Xbox has to say it. I was like, yeah, me neither, honestly.
There's one where this one, I don't know if it's real or not. I think it's not, but they had the ping pong floating above the Xbox Series X because the fan was on so high. I've seen some that, like, you know,
that was fake.
I figured it was. But I'm like, my goodness, people are so bored.
Yeah.
And then some went as far as to pre-order and buy the Xbox just to record themselves smashing it to prove their loyalty to PlayStation. Why spend $500 to do that?
And take it away.
Probably the dumbest thing I've seen lately.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Dumb.
I mean, they could have spent $500 to, like, buy it and then donate the stack and say, hey, look, like, I don't condone this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just going to give it to a good cause at least.
People are selfish and dumb.
Console wars, man. Trying to hold on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give up.
It's that brand never loyalty, man. People don't want to be wrong.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Stop enjoying things.
I did see, though, is that PlayStation actually was overheating, though. I have a friend who got his and showed a screenshot of his own screen. Like, you know, the PS5 was overheating.
You're not talking about that one that was, like, in a box.
No. Like, this is like, one of my friends, you know.
Yeah.
Friends, he, like, watches the stream pretty regularly, hangs out with me in my chat, and saw it on his Twitter feed. Facebook feed yesterday.
Mm.
Like, hey, it's overheating. Like, oh boy, like, I mean, it's not like out of the realm of possibility of things like happening, like, you know,
right.
You gotta let it, like, run through its paces. Yeah. I'm sure not every single one goes through as many points of inspection on the way out, you know, like, so it's goes without saying, like, you know, the Mark Ones more or less are gonna see some different
it's very plausible that it'll happen
differences, you know, so
yeah,
and there was the reviewer who had theirs die already, right?
Yeah, there's one guy
that had he had SSD corruption messages pop up several times, and then through troubleshooting, it eventually just crashed altogether. He was going to do a review on it, and he said, hey, I'm not in this console war business. I'm not here to bash PlayStation 5, but here's what happened. I can't give you a review because it quit.
Yeah,
it burned out. And they're sending me a new one, so there will be a review eventually. And I ordered an extra one, so I'm also going to do a giveaway, but as it is now, it just stopped.
Yeah.
Like,
and I saw some reports of Series X's crashing with Call of Duty and Warzone, but.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like Lupo said, that's going to happen with, like, any piece of technology. But for those few that do that, there's, what, thousands more that work well for years.
Yeah, mine's been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but at least it's not the Red Ring of Death. The Red Ring of Death was...
Oh, jeez, that was horrible. Yeah.
I had my best friend, I did not have consoles growing up, but my best friend did, and I remember his got Red Ring of Death, and I came over one day, and he was just like, my Xbox. And I was like, okay, I mean, let's go outside, you know?
But I thought it was supposed to be green. That's red.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just funny, like, because everyone is so up in arms about wanting to make sure their console looks better than the other. And it's like, if any little issue happens, people are like, look, they suck. And it's like Pal and others are saying in chat, it's like, it's release day on brand new technology. You know there's going to be bugs and issues.
People
and
are going to have like problems. Well, yeah. Look at Destiny 2's launch. Yeah, that had
exactly.
All
that. You know,
I was thinking the same thing as Pop wrote in chat. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I mean, no offense, just how it goes.
So Nate, you went from the OG Xbox to the Series X. Tell me, was it like that moment when you open the box and light shines out and you're just like, oh,
Wait. The OG Xbox or the OG Xbox One?
Or Xbox One.
Oh my God. I was like, where have you been for 20 years? No. Okay, continue.
So my Xbox was from 2015. Yeah. So it even came out before the 1S came out. So it was struggling. But yeah, it's, and like Pseudonym said in his review, the packaging definitely has taken some inspiration from Apple. I mean, that is one thing, love or hate Apple, they have a way with packaging for their products. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, sitting there really nicely and opening up, got it all set up, other than Microsoft servers being hit by Beyond Light and all the activations, it worked fine. And yeah. I mean, it is so fast. It's so fast. Like I said, I've been playing No Man's Sky. That would take several minutes to load in. Mm-hmm. I timed it this morning, 20 seconds.
Oh, dang.
So like I hit the button to load up the save, 20 seconds, I was ready to go. Yeah. And it looks incredible. I've been doing the quick resume and jumping between games very easily with no reloading. And that's been awesome too.
Have you maxed out how many games you can do on quick resume? Here's like 7.
I haven't put that many on the Xbox, so I pretty much just started it fresh. So I've only downloaded a few. I would say that the download speeds felt slower, and that just, I'm guessing that's just because so many people are re-downloading games.
That's probably true.
So, but yeah, I mean, I've had what restarted. I think No Man's Sky had to, but again, some of those more internet-connected games are going to, I mean, they're not going to be perfect. Right. Valhalla, I don't think I've had to restart. That I'll go to that and jump back into, like, I loaded up Destiny this morning just to see how quick it was to get into a menu. And, you know, I hit the menu button and I actually popped into the menu and could do stuff. Didn't have to wait for 30 seconds.
Wow. So no longer, you know, 30 minutes in orbit. That's amazing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I didn't do anything else in Destiny, but, like, I just wanted to see how fast the menus were.
Whatever you weren't doing in Destiny, I was doing on your behalf.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I never finished Shadowkeep, so.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it's quiet. Like, that's one thing you don't really think about, but it's just really quiet. That's
so cool. Yeah, that was one of the things a lot of people are saying, like the fan's really loud and it's like, is it warm to the touch and all, any of that?
Not really. I mean, it's as warm as any piece of electronics is gonna be.
Yeah.
Naturally.
And I mean, I've got it set on its side. So like, I've tested it where the vent is and it's been a little bit warm, but again, it's no worse than anything else.
Yeah. Interesting.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So I hope to get mine as well. I was there for launch day. I had Tom's Guide out with every single location that was having them. Some said they were going to in and out of stock. Some said they had stock at certain times. I was F5 in that at launch. And
you're DMing me too. Like, hey, Will, get on this. Yeah.
It's like, ooh, I got one. I got it in there. I already had my payment information, address information ready to go. Mm. I hit the pay button. We're sorry, out of stock. No! 20 seconds. It was all gone.
Jeez.
Your life is gone.
Yeah.
Just like pre-order day all over
again. That close. So hopefully Black Friday, I'll have another chance.
Yeah. Suppose there's going to be a lot of quantities for Black Friday.
I'm sure.
I hope so. I think I may trade my OG Xbox for it and get my son my ex, you know. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know if they'll take those. Will they take the OG Xbox one?
They will.
Give me like what, $50?
They'll take 360s right now.
Yeah, they will.
You might get $20 for it, but.
Yeah.
I mean, 360 has value. That's the only thing you play NCAA 14 on.
Hey, there you go.
True. And I have that That's game, true. Actually.
Was that the last NCAA game?
Yep, the last one.
Dang. Yeah, like you said, it's 50, so.
Man, that just missed the Xbox One by a year.
That was a good reference there, Nate.
Look at that, coming out with all the statistical things. Yeah.
You know, I really didn't, wasn't into the gaming scene as much when, like, the original Xbox launched, or the Xbox One launched. How long after, like, the initial launch period is it where it's, like, it's easier to get an Xbox? When does that start happening?
All right, so I got mine 3 months after launch, my original Xbox One.
And it was easy to just like go into a store.
I literally walked into the store, said, I want this, and they gave it to me.
Okay. I was just curious because, you know, it's been a long time.
Gaming is not what it is today, though. Like, take that into consideration. With the emergence of content creation and, you know, Twitch and, you know, internet superstars.
And COVID.
Gaming has – and COVID.
COVID, yeah.
Fair enough. We've all been sitting on our asses for the last however many months just basically watching TV waiting for the thing to launch.
Yep.
Those are all things, you know.
Sure. Yeah. Do you think are you saying that those are things that affect people's ability to get it or will
it increases demand.
Production as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Increase production. Yeah.
So I was actually looking at it, and I don't know if I like am recognizing the stat correctly, but I think there was more new Xbox account activations than any Xbox ever.
Ever. Yeah. Dang. Interesting.
I know they sold more.
This is the fourth generation of Xbox, you know.
And
was a bad launch too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It was really bad.
They also made it Xbox in general and even PlayStation more affordable for all different types of families too. So like that goes into how many people bought them and all of that. So I was just curious though. I knew you guys would know.
And Pyro's saying in chat, it with COVID, it took him and his wife to get 3 or 4 months to get a mic just for that stuff, you know.
All that stuff ran out really, really quickly right at the beginning because people needed them for work, is what was happening.
Yeah.
All the Zoom calls.
Yeah, I talk about it on like a regular basis. Like, I bought my Logitech C920 when I first started streaming, 3-4 years ago for $40. Like, you'd be lucky if you find it for less than 80 right now.
Yeah, that's what I use.
It's crazy.
Yeah. See, all the guys in chat right now realize they can actually do biddies during the cast. So when you're hearing this sound, Lady Trax, appreciate you guys. Thank you for that, Dr. Crank. So did any of you guys see, I know Yoda Kicks actually posted a picture of the Xbox Series, what was it? Like
he had an S and a PS5. Yeah.
And dude, that PS5 is massive, man.
Yeah.
Did he also get a PS5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got both.
And the digital one, the digital PS5.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like comparatively, yeah, I saw that. That's huge. King Gathalion just posted a picture of it, and the Xbox is just like over here on the left side looking dope, and the PS5 is like, hello, I'm here. Like,
it is very massive. Big. Yeah. It's almost like this. Remember the old school smaller towers you could get that were PCs? Like that were just like little workstation PCs? That's what it looks like. Because it's like I had a couple of pictures that I saw on TikTok of people posting, here's their OG PS4 Pro. And then like it looks like a miniaturized PC tower that sits like right beside it because it's so big. And I don't know what people are going to do because like people, when you think of console gamers, you think of people that don't typically sit in front of a PC like we are right now. You think like sitting on a chair in your living room or your couch. Like, I don't know how those are going to work with both the big square Xbox and the PS4. Like, how are you going to sit that in your entertainment system and not have it, like, overheat because it's going to have to breathe, you know?
But the PS4 can be horizontal, right?
Both
easier than Xbox.
It can. No,
the Xbox can too? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I have mine.
Cool. Cool. Yeah.
Well, for my entertainment center, I already know I'm going to have to remove a door and take out the inner shelf and probably cut out some backer board.
I'm gonna have to get a new entertainment center.
The way it is now, it might can fit sideways snug, but I'd rather have it upright with a lot of room. And I'm probably gonna open up my entertainment center, make that work. So yeah, a little engineering is gonna have to go to make mine work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure more people will have to do more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just don't, like, even if I got it right now, I have no idea how I would set that up in my current setup because I just don't have room for something that's that big across, you know. It's just huge.
Does anyone have that commercial around them? Just me? Okay.
Yeah, so any other thoughts before we move on to Valhalla with the consoles? Anything you see other than the fake videos that obviously were for clout or whatever, whoever's wanting to do it?
I just hope to get it before Cyberpunk drops.
Yeah. I think you'd be good.
I don't want to play it.
I don't want to jinx it, but I think you're good.
Yeah, I don't want to play it for a while on my Xbox X, and then know it's going to look way better just a little bit down the road. But
I mean,
either way,
Prime, if I'm thinking right, like when I got my Xbox X, I got it like a month after release and I had no problem. Like I just walked in the GameStop. So
I did see some tweets were like, hey, I'm here in this town in the state somewhere. There's three Xbox Series X's in the cabinet. If anybody wants them, they're here.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, everyone else pulled out in these individual places have some stock, so I guess it's hit or miss.
And yeah, I was thinking that too. There must be small city, like small towns where they got a shipment and there's not that many people there.
I'm going to my hometown for Thanksgiving. I might just secure one there, baby. There you go.
Yeah.
Don't say I never did anything for you.
Well, you, Brad, you're okay. The blue color says a lot of things about you behind your back because you keep on outshining him on the podcast. But you are right.
Wait, he was talking about me?
Mule? What?
No. Wait. Maybe when we were talking about Destiny? No, I'm just.
My mic's not working. Sorry.
It's all right.
Dang, you guys are blowing it up in chat with the biddies. I appreciate you guys. So before we move on, Powell was talking about how Amazon was dropping the ball on some of their packages coming in. They're not the only place that's like screwing people over. I saw an email and I was tagged in, or not an email, a tweet that I was tagged in. This guy had sent over 40 emails to GameStop to get his new Xbox with Beyond Light. Or was it Xbox or no, PS4 or PS5, sorry. And 40 emails and they somehow delayed it and he still has no idea if he's going to get it and the game. Like, it's just freaking crazy and rad.
They respond to him every time. Auto respond.
If I received 40 emails, I'd cancel that guy's order too, but that's just me.
I think Best Buy was canceling a lot of orders too.
I saw people had like canceled Walmart order or canceled Sam's Club orders, but Walmart was fine. It's crazy. Like there's no rhyme or reason with anything, but like the real concern is that some people are getting these emails and saying like, you might get yours by the end of the year. And that's extremely concerning. If they say, hey, this is gonna be available on this day. And then you say it's going to be coming like 2 months later, I would literally say you're going to pay for at least 25% of it. So
yeah,
to be fair, Amazon never guaranteed a date.
That's true.
You got your
I don't
pre-order.
Think Amazon ever guarantees a date.
They don't.
Unless it's in stock, yeah. Like, yeah. I didn't have a guaranteed date until I did the shipping thing where I confirmed my shipping speed, and it gave me a date. And that didn't work for everybody.
Yeah. Sorry, I am so distracted with all the biddies dropping in the stream. You guys are blowing it up. Sorry, guys.
Yes, they are.
So, Valhalla! Vikings!
Valhalla!
I want to die with an axe in my hand. So, Lupa, I don't know if you got to play it. Rad, I don't know if you get to play it yet, but I know Nate and Prime and myself did. So, guys, let's converse here.
Lady with the sub.
She subbed for 6 months. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, that's not just any sub.
Yeah, dang, lady. Thanks. Appreciate that. You guys are – this is crazy. So, if you're listening to this audio podcast, that's what all these dings and bells and whistles are.
We can't hear them. Well, Mule can hear them, but I can hear them.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so some top shelf stuff. So, yeah. I'm falling in love with it. I'm liking it already story-wise more than Odyssey. Yeah. Odyssey was pretty great. I'm not going to lie. But it's because it's Vikings and Norse mythology, and I've know more about that via, you know, Thor that I followed over the years in comics and TV, and then God of War and this and that. So I'm liking that aspect of it. I've always loved Vikings in general. Whenever we get a good Viking game, and it's just a crap ton of fun. And it is, I don't know. I'm sucked into it. I'm thinking about it all day at work that I put the soundtrack on in the background while I'm working because like, I need some more Valhalla. Combat's a little bit more, have to get used to compared to Odyssey. But once you start unlocking things, things get really good. Like, they up the gore and blood. So we have dismemberment now versus an Odyssey didn't have it. And that's a lot of fun. You take a hammer to a head and the head flies off. That's nice. And then photo mode. Photo mode is on point. I'd probably be much farther ahead if it didn't exist. But like just like Ghost of Tsushima,
yeah,
there's so many photo opportunities that I just keep snapping.
Yeah. And Lady said in chat, she's already 23 hours in. Jeez. I think I'm maybe 12, maybe. Maybe 12
hours
in. I think
Faith said he's 30 hours from early on in chat.
Yeah.
Of course, Fake never sleeps, but, you know.
Yes, Fake never sleeps. He never sleeps. Lady brought up another good question. What about, how do you think the voice acting is? I'm actually playing the male protagonist, I guess that's how you say it. I really like his voice, and I felt like immediately in this game that I was immersed in everything Viking, like immediately when I got into the game. And I was getting like serious Skyrim vibes as I was running around and playing the game. And I was like, okay, this is a game that Mule can actually finish. It's a single player game that I can actually finish. The one thing I will say, and Nate, he can jump in with his thoughts too, but the combat took a sec for me to really like, because it felt pretty bland at first. But then as you start finding more things to unlock, it definitely made the combat much better. Like when I finally unlocked the throwing axe, and like when it shows you like just chunking axes at people, mm-hmm. I was like, yes, the guy's head. Did you see, you know, like that was much better. What'd you think?
Yeah. I'm definitely enjoying it too. It feels a lot. It definitely has a lot of older Assassin's Creed feels to it too, because like even when you first get the Hidden Blade, just that little training section that you do felt a lot like Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah.
So I've been playing some of that through the Ezio collection recently, and some of it definitely feels like that. Some of the modern day, which I know Thaddeus, you haven't gotten to yet, harkens back to the old Desmond stuff.
Yeah.
So like you get to see, if you actually go through and dig into some of the stuff, there's, you know, old audio files from Desmond. There's some stuff that, you know, they actually confirm it looks like Cassandra is the canon protagonist from Odyssey.
Yeah, she originally was supposed to be anyway.
But yeah, and having, I think I saw it in chat, Sean and Rebecca back from the earlier Assassin's Creed was a lot of fun. And it's just, combat, like you said, isn't quite as fast-paced or fluid as Odyssey. But it's still good. It's still, you can switch weapons. I actually just unlocked the ability to, you know, flip my, if I'm dual wielding, to flip the two weapons. So I'm excited to try that out. And I like what they did with the loot this time, as opposed to just always finding something else. Oh, here's a better sword. You kind of focus on the different types of weapons and just upgrade them.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
It's not like just a lot of needless loot. It's actually good loot. You don't have to constantly go and sell and...
You're just upgrading. So like you get your, you know, those axes you get at the beginning, you just upgrade those, I think, through the whole game.
Yeah.
Well, they had said they wanted to make it less like RPG, right? So that's like kind of how they did that a little bit, was taking away some of that.
So I mean, the skill tree is definitely RPG-like still.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. It is.
But very massive. The weapons in Odyssey, I was like, oh my, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Like, show me... that's why YouTube, where all the good ones are at, and we got the good ones, and like, if I get the rest, I get the rest.
Sure.
But here, weapon system's so much better. You can carry any weapon you get in the beginning and carry it to the end through upgrading it. If you like it a lot, if it's your playstyle, invest your materials into those and don't worry about the rest.
Yeah, that's
cool. And you can change it up later.
Yeah,
cool.
How are y'all playing? Are y'all playing like double-handed axes, sword and shield, or how's your playstyle?
Well, right now I'm doing axe and dagger. I found the dagger, and it has a sweet move where I can rush in, stab until my stamina runs out, and then dash out with the double hit. It's almost as good as the hammer one too. You come in, you knock them down, they almost go to instant stun, and you just finish them off. But I watched a video with Eric's, and he had a flaming axe that he found partway through England, and along with the dagger. And he said with those two combinations, it's a two-handed axe. You can use one hand. He said that's his favorite combination, and he showed some gameplay, and it's just, it just wrecks. I mean, that giant axe sets people on fire. It has a good AoE, and you go in quick with the dash and the dagger. It's like, he's unstoppable. I'm like, I want that.
Dude, so. Can we talk about the freaking fire damage? There was one time I died like 4 times in a row because I would walk by fire and I couldn't get it off of me and I would die. Like, I was like,
just gotta bam the roll button. He'll.
I tried, but out. Like, all my dude did was like do a little turtle walk. He was just like, oh, fake out, fake out. Maybe I was hitting it too fast. So I don't know.
But I don't know.
Yeah, the fire is really strong. Like, really, really strong. I hope they tone that down just a little bit. So, anyways.
I mean, maybe it's going to get good. But, hey, yeah, I hear what you're saying, though. Hear what you're saying.
Okay, okay, Mr. Primetime. Mr. RPG over here.
So the beard, man. You're getting there.
I got to keep it clean, man. I got to keep it clean.
My popcorn for this conversation.
Jeez. I'm gonna refund my Cyberpunk.
Hey, I love you, bro. You're the best in the world.
So the next big game that came out, Destiny 2 Beyond Light. And there's two people I know on this podcast that play a lot of Destiny. So
it's definitely me. No.
I thought it was Prime.
Yeah, I thought it was Prime.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say that is not true.
Yeah.
Cool. Lupo, do you want to start?
I don't have a long conversation about it because I've only played maybe about like 8 hours or so due to like work and, you know, having life things to do and stuff like that. But I really love the way that they've changed like volumetric lighting and stuff like that. Like the spaces just seem more well lit. It just adds a new depth to like the world in and of itself. Going back to the Cosmodrome with the updated graphics, like anyone that says like Destiny 1 is better, like, all right, take Cosmodrome A and Cosmodrome B, and Destiny 2's Cosmodrome looks much, much better. Like nostalgia, all nostalgia aside, like we are in a place where the graphics are far, far ahead. There's so much more to do now in Destiny. Well, I mean, I'll talk about that in a minute. But everything I've played so far, I enjoy. I thought, do I want to say this?
You do.
Yeah.
Just go with it.
Do it.
Really boring. And yeah, I was really upset with the way it was.
Yep. I'm right there with you, man.
Because I did another fight last night that was super challenging. What was it called? The freight brig? The future brig?
Was big, it the sabotage mission?
No, it might have been. The big mecha. You fight the big mecha. And I completely forgot. I was like half asleep doing it.
That was the first sabotage mission you get.
I was like starting to fall asleep last night, like as I'm trying to play, and like I get to this boss. I was like, "All right, this is cool. I want to fight a boss. Awesome. This is my favorite thing to do in Destiny." Yeah. So I do it. And I go to fight, and then I die. I was like, "All right, I'll do this again." Because you're not using your optimized weapons or anything. You're just using whatever you picked up because you're trying to maximize your materials and all that kind of stuff. Just like how I do things. So you move on and you die again. I was like, "All right, now I'm starting to get frustrated." Then you do it again. You get to like 10% left, then you die again. I'm like, all right, now I'm like hitting things. My wife's like, what's going on? I was like, I can't kill this damn thing. And I'm like, it's like 10:30. I was like, I just want to go to bed now. And I died 2 more times before I finally killed the thing. Just because like, you're not optimized. Your cooldowns are super long. You don't understand how stasis works really well. So like, the fight was fun. It was a challenge. It reminded me of Skolas like from back in the day. I had a lot of fun with.
I remember that.
It wasn't that hard, but like it was similar, like
mechanics. Like you had to like kind of basically like run. You could like there was a point where you couldn't stop running.
You just run in a circle until he stops, like in his last little part.
Yep.
You weren't run on the outside circle and just run until he stops shooting, and then just take a couple pot shots and then do it again.
Yeah, but if you nicked anything, you died.
Wait, I don't think we're talking about the same fight, Mule. Are you talking about
the big mech? Yeah.
Yep.
There's
no. Oh, I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about.
So you just run it. Yeah, in a big circle. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the story boss. No, you're right. Yeah.
It was a bit nuts, and that like got me really pumped for more like content, and like from what I'm understanding, like this is just scratching the surface. It's like there's going to be a lot more stuff coming in the weeks to come, which I know annoys some people to have like this drip fed content, but I think it's smart because it gets the logins more consistently. You know, like there's probably I didn't look at the numbers on day one, like which I usually do. It's probably 2 million logins, which is pretty typical of like a Destiny release. But it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna this is the way they've been doing it. They understand how to attack their target market now, and they're just doing everything the right way. And I just wished it was. I wish that boss fight to end the story was a little bit better. That's my only takeaway so far. And then seeing I knew stasis was going to be a major problem in the Crucible. But you know, we talked about it a little bit before the cast. Like, in my opinion, Crucible is just going to be gone at some point. I said, like, we were doing the event in Rad's Discord the other day, and I said that like who plays PvP in Destiny anymore, and like I offended somebody. but it's just laughable at best. Like,
wow.
I don't know.
Make Destiny the PvE game that everybody really wants it to be, and it'll be even better than what it is right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
I agree. And I agree with what you said about the boss fight. I think I died like 2 or 3 times. One was because I was in my super and she froze me and then booped me off and I was raging. And then the other one's just because I was a little underleveled, but it was just like not interesting. I was like, okay, like we're just killing. She wasn't like really scary to me. But the only other thing about the campaign that I didn't really like, things I really did like, I like the aesthetic. I think Europa is great. I really like just riding around in the snow and the changing weather and the whole thing. I really like all of it except for the boss fight was lame. And I really got sick of stasis being thrown in my face, like 4 different times. Like they forced me to use stasis 4 different times. I was like, in the other, instances of when we got new supers, like in Forsaken and then all the way back in Taking King, it was like one mission, you run around for a while, you kill a bunch of stuff, and then you're done with it. I did not need to be in stasis 4 different times for a long time in those missions. Yeah. I was like, okay, I understand how to use it. Like
that, I'll agree with. And then one grenade, like
what?
One grenade. You have one grenade to use in the beginning.
Like, I know. Then you got. I know. Yeah. I get it. Like that's also kind of what you were talking about with like the you know drip tactic for like new content. But I will say I did unlock the other 2 grenades and the last. I don't know if I assume we're only getting 3, but the last one we get. I think it's this. I don't remember what it's called. Cold snap grenade. I think. Oof. That one's pretty good. That one. Finally, I was like, oh, thank God, I don't have to use this crappy ice wall thing. But it's really fun. I have only done the story through on my warlock, and then one of my accomplishments that I set out to do very early, as soon as I could, was get the ritual sniper, the adored, which I got today. And they hurt sniping a little, I will say. Sniping has changed a bit in the game, but I got my adored and I'm good to go. So that was fun. Yeah,
you so, like sniper rifles. That is very uncharacteristic.
So shocking of me to like sniper.
Should I open up this can for you guys?
Yeah, let's open it.
Can I'll of let crow. Y'all follow up so that way there's a little positivity at the end of it.
Here comes the salt.
So let me give the good first. I thought the lore 100. That was being told in the game was interesting. That was interesting with the Brays and all that. I'm not going to go in detail because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But I thought that was really cool. That was interesting. The PPUs was fun. It as always, Destiny is fun to blow crap up in. The pew gunplay pew. Felt good. The sounds are amazing.
They're great.
For sure. The aesthetics of like the weather and how it will push you around when you're on your Sparrow is really cool. I like that stuff, but it felt boring. I don't know. And I kept thinking, like, when Lupo's talking about they probably won't support PvP and the way it is with stasis right now and the stuff I'm seeing, I'm like, you know, what kept me going all these years? You know, and every occasionally I do a raid and things like that in Destiny, was the PvP. And I think there is a pretty good portion of players that are PvP based. And if they do decide to go to just like an MMO model and push out the PvP or just make it kind of just there, I think it's really going to hurt them. And I know they've talked about before, they just don't have the resources or the manpower or whatever to really like do two different sandboxes. But I think about this all the time. Dirty Bomb said like one of our, like episode 3 of our podcast way back in the day, about how they need to have set abilities and weapons if they really want to have it balanced. Then they don't have to worry about it killing the PvE side. They could do that. And right now I just feel like every update with Destiny, because like McShivers is in our Discord, I have like a love-hate relationship. I'm like bipolar with Destiny. But what's funny is every update I get excited for Destiny. Sure. And I do dive in and I give it a chance and I play it and I play a sure. lot of it. But this time around, something feels different. Something like the best thing about it so far for me was the nostalgia of the Cosmodrome, like getting to see the stuff. And I was like, this is cool, man. I remember doing this in D1. Oh, I love sure. this so much.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Wait for the raid, man.
Underdog is yeah. reaching through the internet, trying to strangle me right now.
I'm at a point now where I don't even try to coerce you anymore. You just like take it or leave it. Like if you like you it, know. You like it. If you don't, there's so many other games to play. Like why try to like force yourself to play something that you're not into? Like
I'm sure I'll play the raid and I'll enjoy that stuff, but like I just don't. And see, here's the problem with the raids too, is like it literally takes you like a month to really get it down good, and you have to have a really consistent team with you if you don't want to spend 6 hours on a raid.
You know, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I think that in your specific case, and I mean, I say this with most respect because I'm a big like play what you like do whatever you want, enjoy a game however you want to enjoy it. But in your case specifically, like you are in Destiny, let's say 90% of the time for PvP, and PvP is the worst feeling thing in the game. And I play a lot of PvP, and it's the worst feeling thing. I rage. Well, today I was on the phone with my mom and I was doing a boss fight. I did it like 4 times and I was like, well, I gotta go. And she was like, okay, honey, I'm sorry. And then I beat her. But I don't usually get super, super ragey in PvE stuff because PvE feels so good. The really hardcore people, aside from like Frostbolt and, you know, the really, really good PvP guys and gals, they're in it for the PvE stuff. So when I hear you say like it was boring, first of all, some of it was boring, I'll give you that. But like also like it was boring, but I have not been challenged in missions like this since I don't know, like Destiny 1 maybe. Like I was challenged in missions. And I was like, okay, I have to step back here. I have to like, holy cow, I just died. Who dies in Destiny? Imagine dying. And so like, you know, I really liked that, but I like surprisingly, I know everyone knows I like to snipe in PvP and I like to stream that. I love PvE in Destiny. Like if I had a consistent raid team, which we may have a consistent raid team, I would raid every week, right? Like I would 100% do that.
Hold on, Red, because you give me crap every single podcast. I'm going to give you crap right now that we had a consistent raid team until your teams went to the damn finals.
We hadn't raided like since before.
No. I am not even going to accept that right now.
Hold on. I'm not going to accept it.
We had raids planned, and then Red's like, okay, hold on. Hold 100%. On. The Lightning are in the finals. We're not raiding.
I'll give you that, but there's 8 people in that chat, so it's not just me bailing. No, there's at least 2 other people.
You're the linchpin, though.
It's fine. What I meant, though, was that we do have one. I just didn't want to sound exclusive, you know, like I was excluding people from it. I was trying to be political, and then I got Lupo like, here's my shot. I'm going to take Rachel down right now.
Yes.
I was like, okay, I'm gonna do all
you know
stuff. It's fine.
We've been building up to this moment.
It's fine. If you're gonna punch anybody in the gut with emotion and guilt, it's definitely me.
I want to go back to what you're talking about. Like the best feeling thing is the PvP or PvE. I think I would be more invested in that if I felt like the loot I was getting was something new, other than like some of like the exotics and stuff that you get when you first turn on the game for your season pass. Like I'm not seeing enough new loot. You know what I'm saying? Like I miss the factions where I could get faction specific loot and not just get Crucible and Vanguard. Oh yay, hooray. Oh,
there's new loot once you finish
but I need to see, like, as I'm progressing through the game, I want to see more weapons. Like, I want to see different types of weapons. And I know they're doing things to change that with, like, random rolls and stuff like that.
But, yeah, like, I mean, like, in Destiny 1, it was once a year you got updates to, weapons. So,
like, I keep thinking about, like, if they're going to not really do much with PvP, then I've been saying this for years, they're going to have to massively expand their loot.
I'm going to call you out on that, because every season last season had new loot. Every season last season had new weapons.
It's
reskinned,
though. It's reskinned weapons.
No, it's not.
Rad, I'll defend it a little bit too. Like, the only real thing, like, you get, like, some good exotics every season. Like, you get some really quality exotics every single season. But, like, for 1 year, you're going to get a lot of the same weapons.
Right.
And you're contained inside that year of content. So, like, even with, like... Even like, all right, so even prime example. So, like, we got new things like the last season in Arrivals, but they also reinvigorated some other things from earlier in the year, you know? Sure. So, like, it's a little bit of give and take. So I do understand to a certain extent, but, like, I think they had a problem balancing so many weapons or having so many, because you can only make so many archetypes and then have each one feel different. Because even in Destiny 1, like, you can have three guns that were different, but they're all actually physically the same.
Yeah. Well,
when you turn them into the stats that they are, they're literally the same gun.
Correct. And that's the bigger issue, is that they limit it into archetypes. So you're always going to
have the same thing. So if they want to be an MMO, they're going to have to figure that out.
But MMOs don't
have different loot.
They've never pushed wanting to be an RPG MMO. They were really never like, we're an MMO. They always really kind of wanted to have that RPG element to it.
Yeah.
So if they're going to change that, then you got to change it. And if they're going to change it to an MMO, I totally agree with Lupo. As much as it would hurt me, because I love playing PvP, I have a love-hate relationship. Then they got to take PvP out. But you know, that they say to themselves, and I'm not a big believer that they're like making content for their big streamers and the big boys in the community, but like, if they take out PvP, they're going to lose some of their big boys who produce a lot of content for them for free, essentially. So I, you know me, I'm always looking at like the business side of stuff. Just thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in Destiny that is changing. I think sunsetting was probably one of the best things they could have done in terms of getting new loot in. So we'll see if that pans out the way they want it to. It's too early. That was the other thing I was going to say. It's hard to say, like, they need new guns, like, because they just got rid of a crap ton of guns. Like, I hate saying the word sharded. It's terrible. I shredded I sharded it. I'm going to commit now. I sharded it. I sharded my mountaintop. I was like, all right, I'm done. Goodbye.
I will never.
Sharded.
I've got thousands of kills on that thing. It's staying.
No, I've only had it for like 3 months. So, but like my Revoker. My Q has
21,000 kills on it. It is never getting sharded.
My Revoker, I put it in the vault today, but I will not shard that one because it has like 4,200 kills on it. So I was like, now Revoker.
I think you just got the name of this episode, Sharded.
It would be called Get Sharded.
Before we walk away from the Destiny conversation, I do want to say to Mule, like, you touched on taking out like the uniqueness of Destiny's weapons and making a set roles and all that kind of stuff. If you do that, then you'd make D2 vanilla all over again. And yeah, we all know how bad D2
different sandboxes. This would be
PvP and Destiny 2 vanilla was awful. It was unplayable.
Thanks, Anger. That's nice.
Rachel, sure.
sometimes things happen. Oh, okay. Man. It's fine. And the other thing I was going to say, and we talked about it very briefly last week, when it comes to stasis in the Crucible, I'm a big believer. Like, I think one of the analogies I made last week was like when new heroes in Overwatch launch and everyone's up in arms because they're overpowered. Yeah. Stasis feels really crappy right now, and it's because nobody knows how to play against it. So I think that as we have it more, I'm not saying it's going to get better in terms of like stability, the balancing is its own thing, but I think that like learning how to play against Stasis will even it a little tiny bit. Because right now it's like, you know, I'm running around a corner and getting frozen. I'm like, where the hell did this guy even come from? In the future, I can say, I'm going to go.
That's what I worry about. Because if they tone it down for PvP, then the PvE.
It's going to affect PvE.
And I already don't feel super powerful when I'm using Stasis. Maybe it's
because you're not aware
how to use it yet.
You're not a warlock.
I mean, the Titan one is cool, but like even the Hunter one I've been using, it's cool, but I don't feel super powerful.
The Hunter one feels like it was made for PvP. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah,
I see that one PvP, and I'm like, holy cow. But yeah, you got to try Stasis in PvE on a warlock. Do the wombo. It's brutal.
I saw some videos of that.
You literally like ice anybody, and then you're critting them. You ice them, crit them. You ice them, you crit them, and it's just back and forth. Ice crit.
I can't wait to
melt bosses by yourself. It's fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Mm-hmm. I love though they were freezing them mid super. My favorite one was the Titan Superman missile. That is so OP.
Yeah, today I was fighting one of the new Briggs, and it like flew up into the air, and I booped it with some ice, and it was like Nero. Yeah, it was great. I was like, see ya, good try.
Yeah. Well, right on, guys. Any other thoughts before we wrap this bad boy up? Any other thoughts about anything?
Me first. Yes. So they were talking about it in chat before. Godfall actually came out this week as well. So it's something that, like, I casually looked at, and I told myself I was only going to play it if I was going to get a copy or something like that. Didn't. But it just looks super underwhelming, in my opinion. I've watched some people play Godfall, and I just don't think it's something that's going to take off, number one, and I don't think it's a game for me, personally.
Yeah. Can I go?
You may go, Rachel.
Though I don't base everything on metrics, the metrics are not so hot for Godfall.
Yeah.
And that's the last time I'll interrupt, so go ahead, Rad.
That's okay. I'm used to being interrupted. The Mass Effect remaster, I just wanted to officially announce that. I wrote a little piece about it for the website, but... That's big news. I don't think any of us were necessarily super surprised, but it was a really nice day on N7 Day. The cast had a really nice, not the full cast, but a lot of the cast did a reunion via Zoom, and it was on YouTube. And, you know, the Shepherds were there, Liara, Thane's voice actor, Morden Solis's voice actor, who followed me on Twitter. So I'm going to let that simmer for a while, and then I'll see if I can get him on for an interview. I'm going to try. Yeah. He was really cool. And you know what else is really cool, just completely sidebar, is the voice actress for Sam Trainer for Mass Effect 3. She told a really touching story about playing Sam, and it was great. I mean, it was just a nice day for Mass Effect fans. I'm looking forward to it. Spring's going to be fun, and I'll probably cry on stream, so tune in, and it'll be great.
Speaking of that voiceover actor, he sung the Morden.
He did. He sung it. Yeah, live.
By the Solarian. I was like, yes.
It was so awesome. Cute. He needed a second to like remember the words, but as soon as he did it, it was like perfect. Yeah, he
nailed
it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was nice. And they all did some voice lines. It was cute. It was well done. It was a nice salute. And then the final thing was that they hinted a new game is on the horizon.
I completely forgot about that. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, so much has happened since then.
Yeah, in the blog post that they BioWare released, they put a single picture with a vehicle. I don't know if they meant for this to like be to happen, but when you opened the picture in like a new tab, the end of the URL said Mudskipper.
Yeah.
So it was, I don't know if they meant for that to happen, but so now we all know that's called a Mudskipper, and it's cool.
There was people who looked closely and went viral.
Yeah.
They noticed a Drell was in that group.
Yeah, so you can definitely see a Drell,
a Solarian.
And they think the other one might be an Angaran, which would be Andromeda.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go back and look. Yeah. Ooh,
you're right.
I told you, I don't think they're done with Andromeda.
They're not.
I do. I feel like they are because everyone hated it so much. Like,
they
got the backlash. But
it's people are warming up to it. It just took a while for everyone to stop with the hate.
The older it is, the more people are like, you know what? I went back and played that and it wasn't that bad.
Yep.
So we'll see. Anyway, that's all I got.
Finish that at some point.
You should. 100%.
It's good.
100%. Yes. Probably looks, so what's going to happen here is Nate John's going to finish Mass Effect Andromeda, or is Mule going to finish any of the other games we've heckled them over the last 6 months? Red Dead,
Witcher.
Hey, no. So Red Dead
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
An agreement here for us to do.
Valhalla, he might finish.
Here's the real question. Will Radical finish the 3 quests she has left in Ghost of Tsushima before anybody finishes anything else? I don't know.
I don't finish anything. We give Mule all the crap. I
am so bad. Like, I'm excited. Like, Cyberpunk, I'm excited for, because I'll probably finish that. But Destiny has ruined my life. I can't play single player games anymore. I'll write my review and be like, okay, I'm done. Move on to the next. Here's my review. Yeah.
Right on, guys. Well, hey, guys, that was a really fun cast. I'm glad we got to talk about all these things. There's just so much going on. I don't even know how to condense it.
We didn't even touch on Miles Morales or as much
as that's true. We'll have to do it. I will say it came out today, I think Dark's playing it.
I want
what I will say, I don't have enough like time. they added the drop in from the movie.
Yeah.
And it was super dope. Like the really animated, and it's like literally like animated like the movie too. So it was that was the coolest thing that I saw out of all of the other things in Miles Morales. The homage to the actual movie itself. Yeah. So
nice.
Before we sign off, I just want to say, Lupo, thank you for the roast. It's good for my ego every once in a while.
That wasn't a roast. That was like toasting a marshmallow.
Hey, have you seen me? I'm 5'0" and I'm pale as hell. I'm basically a marshmallow.
Yeah. Right on, guys. Yeah. Well, cool. If you like this podcast, make sure you visit MuleHornGaming.com about page to find more great content creators there. And if you're looking for some Mule swag, click on that store link there. It's also on the website. And if you guys like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. Remember, guys, when in doubt, blow it up!
Odie's with us!